Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about adapting and overcoming like the Marines. It's their unofficial slogan. I think it's improvise, adapt, and overcome. Which is exactly what we all should be doing.
That's how we roll.
It's our corporate culture,
exactly.
For sure.
I improvise more than I adapt and overcome.
I overcome. I overcome a lot.
I improvise and run.
Yeah, exactly like yesterday.
If it doesn't work out.
Run away?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, that's not the Marine slogan.
It's that way because I'm not a Marine.
When in doubt, run away.
Exactly.
If that was the Marine slogan, we'd be in a whole mess.
Yeah, that's right. And pretend it wasn't you.
And don't take responsibility.
Not at all. Maybe we should rewrite our own slogans here too.
Don't get out of bed.
Yeah.
That's my slogan. Yeah.
Don't turn on the computer and just go. Just go have fun.
Don't have any kids.
Oh, gosh. We've come full. We haven't talked about that in a while. All right.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, their online community. It's free. This show is the best way to avoid work there ever was.
Right? Thank you. That's it. Yeah, we're recording today. Don't come in. We can't see you.
Yep.
Bye. They said they were recording and they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Gee, really?
They don't even think they're in the same state.
I know. That's funny. How does that happen? All right. Michael asked this question. If I issue a special warranty deed to a buyer, will they have problems in the future if they plan to build a house on the property and attempt to get a construction loan? Such a good question.
This is, high level, intelligent questions from members. I love it.
Can I answer first? Well, you know what? I would issue it and then run. Just kidding.
Don't take, you know, yeah. Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly. You're thinking too hard about this stuff. Just
warranty
kidding.
Warranty deed, special warranty deed, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
220.
Tomato, tomato.
220, 221. Whatever it takes.
Okay, that's not the way to do this.
No.
So, you, Jack, want to give us the Marine answer?
Yeah. So, there's all kinds of deeds you can, in most states, you have a choice about what deed you can issue. And they all really have some serious implied meaning. A warranty deed means that you are warranting, you yourself are warranting the title, the condition of the title, from the beginning of time, since it was homesteaded in America's case. Is that what you want to do? Do you want to really guarantee your customer that the condition of this title is perfect since the beginning of time, when he doesn't even know the difference between it anyway, right? Chances are you, the listener, don't know either. A special warranty deed, just like that, three words, means that you're warranting the condition of the title from the time that you own it. If you're in our group, hopefully you've owned it for about 20 minutes before you were to sell it, and that's it. It's a very short amount of time. Much less potential liability, so we always issue special warranty deeds unless we're in a state where you have to warrant do a grant deed. I think Nevada's like that. Mm-hmm. So that's the answer. Are they going to have problems in the future? What ends up happening, and this happens to Jill and I all the time, I'll blindly get a call, or I'll blindly get something in the mail, the snail mail, that says, you sold a property in 2004 to James X, whatever, and he's selling it, and this person wants to put a house on it, or they want, so we need to do some stuff we need to redo this paperwork so it works for the lender and all that other stuff. And you know what? I say happily, no problem. And I sign it and all that stuff. So if somebody wants to build a house on a property, they'll find you. Mm-hmm. And you'll help them. You're going to help the, what you'll do is either help the lender. In the end, what you're going to do is help the title agent. They're the person who really needs to make sure that all the stuff's in order.
And it's not going to take a lot of your time.
So as funny as it is, Jill's right. Don't worry about it.
you shouldn't be thinking this far ahead, unless that's your business and you're going to subdivide and put in streets and things like that. I mean, that's your business model.
If you're going to do that, you need to purchase the property with title insurance.
You're doing a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, a lot. That's a whole different deal.
Right. For what we're doing, that, yes. Thank you.
I've been thinking about doing a whole full-blown thing on subdividing land.
That's not crazy.
It is so profitable.
You've done that.
I know.
We've done it on our weekly member calls, which was really cool. Loved it. And you brought in graphics and numbers and everything.
And it all depends on the county. So if you buy a 40-acre property, and being grossly oversimplifying, for $4,000 to $8,000, like we do all the time, and you subdivide it just theoretically into 40 properties that are 1 acre each. An acre's big.
Mm-hmm.
It's 45,000 feet almost.
Yep.
And sell them all for $1,000 each. You know, do you think like $1,000, you think you could sell a property for $1,000? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Then the math is staggering. You make $40,000 on a $4,000 investment.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we talk about, why are we?
How do we get from that to subdividing? I don't know.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, adapt and overcome like the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Or run away like Jill.
Exactly.
Which one would you like to be?
Yeah.
No, I came up with this topic because I have a really good friend who's a commercial contractor for, one of the top 10 commercial contractors in the country. He's a CEO. And this is his corporate model. He also, by the way, hires a bunch of, always looks for former Marines to hire.
What's, do I know this individual?
Yeah.
I know.
His name's Conrad.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
he built all the stuff for GoDaddy and all of it. So I just think it's a great slogan. And it's one that we probably should have like in lights or around the office here. That's how I run everything. You know, mm-hmm. your stuff's going to happen. You know, every once in a while, members come to us and say, oh my, this whole thing just happened. It's probably over.
Right.
No, it's not. No. The most successful people in our group, this happens every day.
Right.
You just, some stuff's going to happen and you adapt and overcome.
You find a way, fix it.
Yeah.
And then, and your way is the best, Jack, because you're, I love it. Your way is, okay, let's fix this. A, now, and B, let's set it up right so it doesn't happen again in the future.
Yeah, fix the system, systemically, don't just fix the problem. Put a system in place so the problem doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jill.
Yep.
Well, good point. Hey, I guess we can end the show early.
Well, I guess so. No, I'm just trying to think. A lot of people, it's one thing, my motto early on was just, let's not talk about it. I hate talking. Stuff like that.
And don't take responsibility. That's just
model. That's true. But let's not point fingers, especially at me. And let's just fix whatever it was,
let's get past it.
Get past it, solve it. Is everybody happy? Good. Move on. Done. Which is great. Yeah, yes. /however. You also want to have it. Now let's make a procedure, a policy, whatever it is in place so we don't have to do this again.
You may be the only female on this planet that wants to just get past it. I'm not joking.
That was me. I just don't want to talk about it.
Most women on the planet, they're not interested in getting past anything.
Painful. As a kid, I remember some friends of ours, we'd get in trouble and we'd have to sit down and talk about it. That was the worst thing ever. Please just ground me, do something. I don't know, take something away. I don't care. Please don't make me sit down and talk about it.
If you've ever had a wife, you know what I mean.
Or my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like punching you in the face when you ask that question. That's how
right?
it makes me feel.
Right? I hate that.
I really do too, Jill. You're so the girl for me.
Thanks.
The only time we really talk to each other is on the show anyway.
Could you imagine if I walked around like that? I'm going to try that on somebody and just see the look on their face. I'm going to go, well, how did that make you feel? Like I'm going to bring it up on our member call.
So on the member call, one of the things that we do on the call is we talk about some of the hate, that we get back from these owners.
Or anything. I'm going to say, how did that make you feel when you got that back in the mail?
No, I think you should bring it up and we have the talk on the call. Were your feelings hurt by that owner? That angry owner?
Exactly.
We have to do this. How does it make you feel? Should be a segment.
How do you do that? Okay. Oh, because it's just so painful. All right. So this is where we're at here. That's just how we roll. Adapt, overcome, get it over with, fix it, move on.
Get through it.
You know what? You're never going to get ahead.
And hit your numbers.
You know what? Because if you stand around, this is a thing too, that in some people, and in life, if you stand around overanalyzing things, you're never going to get anywhere. You just won't. You know, whatever it is.
You just have to, throw it out there. Mm-hmm. And can kind of see what happens and then adapt.
Right.
You know, there was no Land Academy when I started, right? So right. I was just doing stuff, making a ton of mistakes. I had no idea at the time how big the mistakes were.
Yeah.
And I just fixed them as we went.
Yeah, now there's some big mistakes. Just kidding.
Now the vast majority of the mistakes I make in my life are in my social world life.
That's very good.
Business is fine.
I like that. The business is great. Exactly.
The most recent mistake I made was deciding to have children.
Oh, Jack. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. I'm not sure where to go with that.
They don't listen to the show, so it's fine.
Okay, phew, good. Thank goodness.
Oh, my God, Dad. That kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. All right.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
You get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, at least we didn't talk about the closet today.
Oh, thank goodness.
Going in and out of the closet.
Or size. This was an interesting week.
It really was.
It's funny.
The overtone for this week was stop negotiating.
Yes.
Just do it. Just sign it. Just do it. God. Or move on.
Yeah.
Either one's fine.
Yeah.
If you don't like the deal, just open the next letter.
Exactly.
There's nothing to talk about. It's hard for people to really digest brand new.
I think because they're worried that there's not going to be another one, but I'll have to check tomorrow's mail.
Yeah. There's going to be another one.
Mm-hmm. Hang in there.
Right.
And you have to send out, and by the way, we're sending out a minimum of 1,500 offers. We have members that send out 3,000 a week. Not kidding. So if you're sending out 100 offers a month, your phone's not going to ring a whole lot.
Yeah, then you really have to concentrate on that deal. If you're driving for dollars and you find one, you probably are going to have to make it work.
You got to hang on to every last thing.
Inefficient garbage I've ever seen.
Exactly.
And that's where this comes from, this whole culture.
It does. Yep.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
Up your numbers.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.